Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Friday, Shushan Purim, 15th of Adar Sheni, 18th of March, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Sirtut. This week's Torah way is sponsored by Nishmas Moras Esther Brocha Bas Rab Aryeh Reich Grosnas Oli Hasholem. The Ziyad site was on Tuesday.
But Chassidim is still Reis Zachen, and the truth is the Fa'asel, so there's no Hesped and Tarnis, so we're still very much no Tachanun, so no Lam Natzeach. It's not a Yom Tzara, it's a day of Simcha, it's a special day. My uncle Rav Chaim Kaufman, I listened to him a few shurim on the Megillah, and he was saying how in Tavshin Yud Tess he had the schus to be by the Satmar Rav on Purim, Shushan Purim, and he said it was such an elevating experience. He said Purim was, you know, very, very dahoiban, and then the Shushan Purim made the Shushan Purim tish, and he said Torahs, which were unbelievable. Somebody got up and said a Gramen, and then with the Gramen said over the whole shtickle Torah, which the Satmar Rav had said. In a gram and in a way. Beautiful, beautiful. He says he still lives from it 40 years later. I must say, he gave me inspiration. This was said in 30 years, it was said 70 years later. But still, Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share with you, connect a little bit back to Purim a bit, connect to a halacha, and that's a little bit of a drop background to do with Purim, a little bit of drush and a little bit of halacha to do with it. So let's see how we go, Rabbi Yisai. It's based on a tshuva in Rabbi Kiv Eger, which we'll come back to in a few minutes. So let's start at the beginning. There's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, which tried to explain and discuss the type of material that you're meant to use to write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. I specifically say material because we are all familiar with the idea that you write it on a klaf, but actually not so simple. The Gemara says that actually klaf comes from something called gvil, which is the whole hide of the animal, which can actually be split into two parts. And the closer part to the body of the animal, to the bones of the animal, is called duchsustus, and the outer part is called klaf. And of course, we are familiar all with that everything is written on klaf nowadays, because we've you know the old Sefer Torah, you've ever done Hagbah, not a very old Sefer Torah. Yeah. Extremely, extremely heavy. Have you ever wondered why the new Sefer Torah nowadays are not so heavy?
Smaller.
Sorry?
They're smaller as well.
Even if they were to be the same size, that's part of the reason why they're smaller. But even were they to be the same size, they would still be much lighter. Because the old klafim were made out of hides of an animal, which were a mature animal. Nowadays they take the klaf from, they use animals, unborn fetuses, and the klaf is very, very soft. You can't split such a klaf either to create duchsustus and klaf. They just use the whole thing. So that's just a little bit of the background. You know what duchsustus is, what klaf is, these different materials. So the Gemara says mezuzah should be written on duchsustus, which is the inside part, and the Sefer Torah should be written on the klaf, on the outside part.
What's the gvil?
Sorry?
What is then the gvil?
The gvil is those two together. And the Gemara then asks the question. And the Gemara says, what happens if you change one from the other? And the Gemara says, a discussion about it. Machlokes Tanoim. Can you change from one to the other? Then the Gemara just stops a second and says, one second. How could you possibly change from one to the other? There's a problem of malim b'kodesh v'lo meridin. So you start off with mezuzah, tefillin, and then sefer Torah. So what happens to the problem, the din, of malim b'kodesh v'lo meridin? Says the Gemara, just one second. Okay, let's put that aside a second. And let's just take another point. Let's say there wouldn't be a problem of malim b'kodesh v'lo meridin. That means you could move from one to the other. But, says the Gemara, you need sirtut. Every time, you know, you open your Megillah or a Sefer Torah, you will notice there's scratched lines in the Sefer Torah, in the Tefillin, in the Mezuzos, these scratched lines. These scratched lines which are in there is actually the opposite way, you know, you're writing English. In English or in any language, when you're writing, you write on the line. In the Sefer writes, uses the line as its base point for the tops of the letters. All the tops of the letters are run, the very top of the letter runs along that line, the Sirutut line.
Just below it.
It seems to, you know, it would seem that it's just an icon of convenience. We're about to see that it's not so partial. The Gemara asks, how could you even entertain the thought of lowering, of changing from Sefer Torah and Tefillin to Mezuzah? You need to have Sirutut. And so what? So maybe they all have Sirutut. So here there is a Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learns, Tefillin does not need Sirutut. Tefillin is in a closed box, you never open it up. You don't need Sirutut for Tefillin. But Sefer Torah has Sirutut, as we know. And Mezuzah has Sirutut. And the Gemara's question is specifically from Tefillin. But, and this is where the connection to Purim comes in, Tosfos says, neither Sefer Torah nor Tefillin need to have Sirtut. And the Gemara's question, therefore, is, on the Flamet Beis, Samet Beis, the Gemara asks the question, V'hapoy Sirtut. The Gemara's question is, Mezuzah needs Sirtut, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You need to do Sirtut. Sirtut is those scratchings out in the Mezuzah, when you open up, you see in the back of it, like, scratched out, the lines. So the Mezuzah needs to have that Sirtut, but Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need to have that Sirtut. And therefore, how do you even entertain transferring, changing from a Sefer Torah Tefillin to a Mezuzah? Comes along Tosfos and asks from a very well-known halacha against this. And he says against himself. In fact, this is not really himself. He is quoting from Rav Amram Gon. It's the Seder of Amram. Seder of Amram, though, going, and this is, precedes the Balei Tosfos by a few hundred years. And he held Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need Sirtut. So Tosfos asks from a very famous, well-known Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says the famous words, Megillah tzricha Sirtut ka'amita shel Torah. Megillah needs to have Sirtut ka'amita shel Torah, like the truth of Torah. You know, it says Esther and Mordechai instituted, they said, Divrei Shalom ve'emes. So we said, what is the MS? What are they trying to say with the words MS? MS that it needs sirtut, it needs to be scratched out. Ka'amita shel Torah. And, of course, the problem is that Sefer Torah, you're saying, doesn't need to be sirtut. Says Tosfos, the most incredible chiddush, which needs to be explained. And he says, Lo kemoshe pirusham v'kuntras, demairi v'sefer Torah mamish, ela b'mezuzah ka'ama, it's talking about mezuzah, Shehi Amita Shel Torah. When we're talking about the MS of Torah, we don't mean Torah. We mean Mezuzah. Mezuzah contains with it the MS of Torah. Why? Sheyesh Ba Malchus Shamayim. What it seems to be saying, Tosfos, that's just first, I'll try and understand what the words of Tosfos, it seems to be saying like this, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula Shemoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah really, the Ramban says in his introduction, is really names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know how to place it. We've got the Torah presented to us as it is, but we know that really inside us it is the Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to them and said, do you have parents? Do you kill? Do you get angry? You don't have any of this. So what did they really think? They knew that. You just have to open the Sefer Torah and you can just start seeing, you know, they're not shy for that. What did they think? And I've seen brought that with this Ramban, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when they had the Torah, they were opening, they were seeing names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina to them was, you can also read the Torah like this. Wouldn't it be a bigger Kiddush Hashem if we can also get this part of it, and human beings will be able to connect to the Torah and then elevate the whole world here? That means you'd have another level of Torah. So that's the Amita Shel Torah. Mezuzah is just the Amita Shel Torah. It contains within it the Shema, Bahayim Shamaya. It contains within it the Kabbalas, Oil Malchus Shamayim, which is ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us in the Torah. To be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shamayim. So we're left with the question, why is Megillah considered to be like a mitzvah shel Torah, like Yichud Hashem, like Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, more than Kol HaTorah Kula, the whole of the Torah? And we're saying that Megillah comes is like the encapsulated, is like the Amitah Shel Torah, like the Mezuzah. What is special about it? There's something here which is there to teach us something. And I'd like to try and suggest something as a pshat. There is a story in a Gemara in Brachas. Brachas Daf Gimel. And the Gemara says it relates the story that Rabbi Yossi, I think it's Rabbi Yossi, Tanya Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Pam Achas Ayisi Mahalech Baderech. I was going on a journey once. Venechnasti Lechurva Achas Mechurva Yerushalayim. And I was going on a journey, a famous Gemara, and I was on the way and I entered into a ruin of one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Lehisfal al Tadavin. Bo Elio Zachor Latay, Elio came. And Vishomali ala Pesach, and he waited for me by the door. Achasiyamti tvilasi, until I finished davening. Lachasiyamti tvilasi, after I'd finished davening, Omali said to me, Shalom alecha Rebbe. He greeted me, and he said, Eliyahu greeted Rabbi Yossi and said, Shalom alecha Rebbe. Vamarati lo, and I said to him, Shalom alecha Rebbe Umayri. Peace to you, Rebbe Umayri. Vamali, Vini, you always add a blessing back. Vamali, you know, in Yerushalayim, if you read something, you say in Yiddish, Agitin, so he says back to you, Abesrin. So, he said to Vamalei Bani, tell me, Mimleimna nechnasta lachor bezu, why did you enter a ruin? You don't do that sort of thing. Omarati lo lehispalo. I said, I went to daven. Omari, excuse me, hayo lachal lehispalo baderech. You should have davened on the way. Omarati lo, misyori yisi shema yifsuku biyoibri grafma. I was worried that I'd get interrupted. Okay? Vamalei said to him, you should have davened a short and havineiru davening. Ba'isa Shah says the Gemara Lamadati Menesh Leshadvarim. I learned three halachas. Number one, Lamadish Ein Echlas and a Chorva. You don't enter into a Chorva. You don't enter a ruin. Rashi brings a few pshatim. But Lamadati Shemispalim Baderech, you should rather daven on the way. You're allowed to daven on the way. But Lamadati, and I also learned that when you daven on the way, you should daven a Tfilah Katsari. You should daven a shortened davening. Now he says to him, he was wrong to have gone in. Says Eliyahu Hanavi, tell me, my son, Marmali, Beni, tell me, Makol Shamarta Bakolazu. What did you hear in this ruin? Eerie sounds? Omaloi, Omaratiloi, Shamati Baskoil. I actually heard the Baskoil. Shemana Hemes Kayona that was wailing like a dove. Vomai of Omeris, and it was saying, Oiloi Labonim, Shebavine Seim, Achraptiat Basi. Woe to the children that with our virus, I destroyed my house for Sarafti Seichali, and I destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Veglesim Levein Omos, and I put them into Galus. Omali, so Eliyahu Hanavi said to him, I want to tell you, Chayecha v'chaye roishcha, I promise you, I want to tell you, Lo Shah Zubel, Vado Yimereskat, not just now, Ela v'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, three times a day, if this happens, every time Kal Yisrael daven, this is what happens. Ella, b'shar shal Yisrael nechnasim lebatim kinesis and lebatim medrashes. But when Kal Yisrael come to Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash, va'inin yehi shmoi hagadol mevayrach. When they say yehi shmoi hagadol mevayrach, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu menaneh aroishay. He shakes his head v'omar and he says, Ashrei Hamelech shemakal tenoitzim beisay. Praise be the King that they praise him like this in his house. Ma'aloi la'av sheigla esbanav. Why does the father exile his sons? V'olem lebanim. Now Tosfos says, but takes up an issue here. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say, Yehi Shmei Rabbi Mavarach means? Yehi Shemoi HaGadol Mavarach. So when you're davening, you say Yehi Shmei Rabbi, you're davening that Hashem's name should become great. Says Tosfos, that's a contradiction to another pshat. There's a Machzor Vitri, which says, if you look in your Sidurim, how do they spell Yehi Shmei Rabbi? The Shmei, how do they spell it? Shemem, Yudei. I also thought so. Actually, have a look. You'll discover that it doesn't quite do it. Tosfos says in the Machzor Vitri, it says Yehi Shmei Rabba with the Shemem Yudhei, and it means, he says, the following. There's a pasuk which we learned yesterday. Ki Yod Al Kes Ka Milchama Lashem Ba Malek Midor Do. That Hashem will put his hand on his throne, and He said he's got a milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek, a fight with Amalek midair dair, every generation. I have to say, Reb Chunah Zvart. Yeah, midair dair, the Olam knows it, no? By Yimrech Hashem la'olam alekayach tzion, you say l'dair vodair haleluka. But here we say midair dair, where's the Vav? He says, that's what Amalek tries to do. Vav is a connection. If it's Yimloch Hashem, it's because it's L'dor V'dor. We're carrying on that connection from generation to generation. But if the first place where Amalek is Ben Kom Ba'aviv, Kala B'chamoysa, let's break the generation gap. Let's make a generation gap. L'dor V'dor. That's what Amalek is trying to do. Al Kuponim, Tosfos says that, the Gemara says, the Ein Hashem Shalem, the Ein Hakisei Shalem, Achi Yimoch Hazar Shal Amalek. Hashem Baruch Hu says that his name is not complete until Yimoch Hazar Shal Amalek, until the seed of Amalek is completely wiped out. We're davening Yehei Shmei Rabba, says the Machzor Vitri, like you said, Shem Yudkei Rabba. It's a tefillah, Yehei, Shem Yudkei, the name Yudkei, Rabba should become big, should become Yudkei, Vovkei, Mavorach, and then blessed Olam Omeomaya. Says Tosfos that actually this Gemara over here seems to argue on that, because this Gemara quotes Eliyahu HaNavi as saying when Klal Yisrael say Yehi Shmoi HaGodol Mavorach, which means if Hashem's name, which is already great, is blessed, Olam Omeomaya. So Tosfos says that it's a machlekes. If you look in your Siddurim, interestingly enough, most Siddurim, right, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavorach, like Reb Dudi was saying, with a mappik hay in Shmei, and without the yud. In other words, like the Pashup Shat of our Gemara, Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mavorach. But one should know, there's two pshatim over there. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's move on a second. The Gemara says in Megillah, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman, Tof Reish Pehei, the discussion of the Seder HaParshas. We do Arba Parshas. We have Parshas Shkalim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, and Parshas HaChodesh. Why do we do Parshas Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim? We could have done it this Shabbos. Why do we have to do it the Shabbos before? So it says in the Megillah, Vayomim O'ele Nizkarim B'Nachim. What's the Nizkarim? The Nizkarim is Zechiras Mechias Amalek. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it. So what's the Nasim? The Nasim is Asiyas Mechias Amalek. So Zechiras Mechias Amalek is with Shabbos beforehand, and Purim is an Asiyas Mechias Amalek. Doing the mitzvahs and laying the Megillah is an Asiyas Mechias Amalek. That means, if we can put this in perspective of what we're just now saying, on Parshas Zohar, we were speaking about that we're waiting for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's name to become great. On Purim, it's Asiyas Mechias Amalek. We are making our Kodesh Baruch Hu in a small way. We are making our Kodesh Baruch Hu's name Shalem. We are making the Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is a moment, a small moment in the year, when that moment of Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Melchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor, we've done this Melchama, and we have made HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great. One of the Hakdamas, you know, each of the Amoraim, they wanted to encapsulate what the Megillah was about. So before they started their Megillah, they gave a psicha. There's 14 psichas. Each one encapsulates a different aspect of the ness, or of the message, which the Amoraim saw in the Megillah. So one saw in the Megillah about the downfall of Vashti, and the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar, how they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got burned, got even with them. Another one saw about the fact that Batzaltayim Yom HaMikra, the Klalit Mokara, Klal Yisrael, if they don't keep what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to keep, if they fall asleep, if they're not awake, and they're not enthusiastic with mitzvahs, this is what can happen. One of the Amoraim says like this, famous pasuk which we lay in the Tanis Sibur, Tachas hanatzutz yale barosh, v'sachas hasirpad yale hadas, v'hoya l'Hashem l'shem l'ois olam l'yikar. It's a famous pasuk. Tachas hanatzutzim. Instead of the avodah zarah of Haman, yale barosh Mordechai will come. Sachas Sirpad, Tachas, person of Sirpad, Soraf Refidosi Shel Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar, Vashti, Yale Hadas, Esther Hi Hadasa. This Tana, this Amora, is seeing in here Benahapoichu. Tachas Natsus Yale Boresh. What was put into place, which looks like Haman is taking over, in fact is a preparation, and Mordechai takes over. Sachas Sirpad, Yale Hadas, what looks like a terrible thing, Vashti, and what she did to Klal Yisrael and the Hemshech of Nebuchadnezzar. Suddenly, this is a preparation for a place for Esther. For Hayol Hashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megillah La'Ois Olam La'Yikares is La'Ois Olam La'Yikares is Yemei Purim, which Yemei Purim will never be taken away from us. It's beautiful. Rabbi Yisai, for Hayol Hashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megillah. We just now said this Karim Benasim. Asiyas Mechiyas Amalek, Megillah is Asiyas Mechiyas Amalek. So Megillah is V'hoyol Hashem L'Shem, it's bringing out the name of Hashem. It's bringing out the name of Hashem in full. Of course this is La'os Olam La'yikaris then. It's very appropriate in this passage. If this is a tikkun of Me'ein La'asid Lavoi, of course this is something which is going to be Nitzchi, but will never ever be Yikaris, will never ever be taken away. What we say? Let's go back to our Tosfos in Megillah, in Menachos. Tosfos asks the Kasha, we just now said, Homo read in Oisin, if, let's go back to our Tosfos, Homo read in Oisin, the Gemara said that, just to recap, the Gemara said that if you've got a Megillah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, can you interchange one in the other? Can you take a Sefer Torah and make it into a mezuzah? By the way, the Poskim discussed, the Rishonim and Achronim discussed, how can you take a Sefer Torah practically and make it into a mezuzah? The Shema is in Vayeschanan, and Vayam Shomaya is in Ekev. So some Rishonim say that you can actually, there's nothing wrong in having extra in there. So you'd cut out from the beginning of Vayeschanan and have all the way till Ekev, like that. Or, there's a Shaila, could you take, does it have to be one piece of paper? Can it be two pieces of paper? And then cloth. Could you take, definitely not paper. Can you take two pieces of cloth, of duchsustus, whatever it is, and have Shema and Vayim Shemaya? Or maybe the Gemara just means that you'll have the Shema, you have a gap underneath, and you'll fill in the Vayim Shemaya, or the other way around, or you'll fill in the Shema on top. But then there's a shayla of Kisidra. So that's the practical shayla in that Gemara there, how you're going to fit that in. But the Gemara there asked that it seems that you can transfer one to the other, and the Gemara asked for a body sirtut. You can't do it, because you need to have the sirtut. And Tosfos, as we said, learns that Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need sirtut. And the question is, therefore, Mezuzah does Allah Lamech B'Sinai, and Tosfos asks, but the question is, of course, Megillah needs to have sirtut, ka'amita shel Torah, and of course the kasha is, if that's the case, amita shel Torah, pashup shah met the Sefer Torah, it doesn't fit with that. Says Tosfos, amita shel Torah means mezuzah. Why? Because it's got yichud Hashem, it's got kabbalas malchus shamayim. But we said the way we've explained it is beautiful. Megillah contains with it, Megillah is yichud Hashem. If you want to know why Megillah needs sirtut, ka'amita shel Torah, which is mezuzah, the fear of Amram gone, it just means Kimazuzah, Shiyeshba Kabbalah El Malchus Shamayim. There is no greater Kabbalah El Malchus Shamayim than great Hashem's name becoming great, Klal Yisrael coming together with the four mitzvahs of the four mitzvahs Hayyim is a Mechias Amalek Papoil, and that brings out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yeshnaam Echad Mefuzah Mefoyred Bein Amim. Klal Yisrael come together, care about each other, and that Achdus, which is so unique, which comes out in Purim of the Leich Kenoitzes Kol HaYehudim, that is something that brings out Yichud Hashem, and that's something that's Divrei Shalem Ve'emes Amita Shel Torah. Beautiful, beautiful thing. Abu Yisai, we've got 2 or 3 minutes. Try and deal with just another issue. We've got that was the drush. Maybe we can still say one more little bit in the Kud of the drush. And that is like this. Let's do a bit of halachadik as well. I've got a simple pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara blabs fair. Yeah, then has another babay sirtut, and the Gemara says, speaks further about it. Sirtut mezuzah halachah mish mi Sinai. I've got a very posh the teretz of the Gemara lachayra, and that is
We're talking about a situation, you're right. Sefer Torah and Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut. Mezuzah needs Sirtut. Hacha b'maya skina, like the Gemara always says, b'mesurtate. You know what? Hacha b'maya skina, we're talking about that this Sefer Torah and this Tefillin were scratched out. In fact, I think if you take any Sefer Torah, you will find it Mesurtut. But that you'll say is because Shittas Rashi. But if you take any Tefillin, you'll also find it Mesurtut. And then Sai Rashi, Sai Tosfos agree that you don't need to have Mesurtut. So why do you do it, says Tosfos? Because of Zekei Van Veil. Because a lie, somebody brought her a Kivega, a mezuzah, which wasn't Mesurtut. He said it looked like it was Gefala. It was, you know, up and down and wavy and everything. There's a practical reason to it. So what's the... why couldn't you say Hashem Amaya Skinam B'Mesurtatim? So Shmuel Razovsky in Gittin, the Vav on the base, says that... He say he introduces it with the fact that actually one can be marachav on it, but let's just say one nekuda, that actually the sirtut, which is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, vice versa from this gemara, has to be done lishma, has to be done for the sake of the sirtut of the mitzvah of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The sirtut which you do in the sefer Torah and the tefillin, which is called zeh keli v'anveil, you cannot just transfer it by default and say, just because you've got a sirtut over there, you can use it for the scratching out over here and say that it'll work. It wasn't done lishma. It wasn't done for the sake of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of the sirtut. And therefore you can't use one for the other. Opidrush, what is this nakuda of sirtut? I didn't see anybody. I looked around to try and find it. I'm sure there is a learning. But I was thinking like this. One of the things that you find with the luchos is it says, oh, Asir Abdudi agrees to me already, is charus aloach libecha. When it comes to the luchos were etched out all the way through, al tikra charus, charus ala charus. In order for Torah to make an impression on somebody, it has to be charus aloach libecha. It has to be deep down in the person, it has to be etched into him. If it's not etched into him, it doesn't escape Tzachnish. It's not going to be part of him. It's definitely not going to be transferable. It'll just be even asof alachutz. It'll just be on the surface. It's Tzachnish. When you write Divrei Torah with ink, you don't have that opportunity to do the chorus. You don't have that opportunity to etch it in to the thing. On tablets, on a stone, you can do that. Where do we get the opportunity in our Sefer Torah, in our Tefillin and Mezuzahs, to make those words chorus, mamish, deep down part of us? Efsha, perhaps. This is our opportunity. The sirtut that you do is our shaychus to the chorus aluach libecha. And if that's the case, it's efsha, very moven, why, even if we're going to paskin, the Sefer Torah and Tefillin don't need it, but mezuzah, which has got amita shel Torah, which is nothing other than kapolas malchus shamayim, with that you need to have the sirtut. Because that, the kapolas malchus shamayim, is the foundation for our Yiddishkeit, and that needs to be charos alubach levoi. Shkai for the hechshtem. Rabbi Yisai, Rishab Zeich, we're going migula legula. This month is Ador Sheni, and the reason why Purim is in Ador Sheni is to be mismach, gola legula. We're now in a tremendous time. The Rashi says in Megillah Davov, le mismach gulas Purim to gulas Mitzrayim. We're in a very special time when the Shleishim Yom lefnei Achag. Machshavah should help us. The Beis Hashem this year we should be able to be v'noichal shom and apsachim and azvachim. The Beis Hashem as sheyegi adamam al kirim isbach v'alaratzim v'meir.
Thank you. Very
nice. Amen.